Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our co-host today is none other than Miss Rain. How you doing, Miss Rain?
I am awesome.
I'm laughing because if I say the wrong thing, she's going to get me.
I would get you.
Now, our guest today, for those of you who are interested in not only starting a business but keeping that business up and running, is April Mason from Morrow, Georgia. She's going to tell you everything that you need in order to make that happen. April, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're just glad that you're able to come on because there are so many people out there who are starting businesses, but they have the slightest idea on how they really can get money or the things they do. But before we get into that, let's let our listeners know actually, you know, who you are and how you got started. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself from the first thought you can remember?
Well, first thought, Well, no, I'm April, and I'm from California. I'm a Cali girl all day. Been in Georgia for the last couple of years, and my background is in commercial credit. I've always worked in the accounting department in commercial credit, so I took what I learned from the others, and I made it work for me. And it's been a success.
Wow.
So you've taken your commercial success, and now you're turning it into personal success. Oh, that was so cute. So now you saw what was happening on the at the business front, so you decided to bring it in to help others. What made you make that decision?
I have a passion for people. Sometimes, you know, you can have such a passion for people to the point to where it's so you want to help everybody, you know, and that's just who I am. It was when I saw so many of my own people, they would submit applications to, you know, our company for credit, and we would have to deny them because they would not have pre-qualified their business. Like you pre-qualify yourself for purchasing a home, it's the same thing when it comes to business. You know, if you have a 300 credit score, don't be trying to go buy no $560,000 home. Let alone, you know, an $80,000 home with credit scores that low. You have to, you know, do your foundation work. And a lot of businesses, small businesses, they don't do that. All they know is, I have an idea, and I want to make money at it, and I have a tax ID number, so let's make it happen. But it's so much more to it than that.
Wow.
What more should they start? What should they consider? What should they start looking at? You know, everyone has these bright ideas and, you know, the next big thing that's going to make millions. But so many ideas and businesses go up in smoke within the first few years. How can what you're presenting to them get them beyond the make it or break it phase so that they have some longevity?
Well, majority of the business, after doing my research, I find that about 85% of businesses fail because they don't have the capital. And what I've learned is majority of the businesses out there are more service-type businesses, meaning consulting businesses, lawn care service, pressure washing services. They're not really brick-and-mortar-type deals. Where,
right.
You know, they're out there. You have those that are out there, but majority of the businesses that I run across after doing my research aren't like brick and mortar. A lot of people like to work from home. But a lot of times what happens is they didn't research their industry enough and they don't have the financing to back up what they want to do. So I would say first thing is research what it is that you want to do and then find somebody that's doing it and ask questions.
Now,
that'll eliminate a lot of drama and wrong steps that you will take.
Now, it's obvious from, you know, what you're telling us that helping people and helping people succeed is your passion. So What did you do? What steps did you take to turn your passion into a workable business? And did you partner with anyone to make it happen, or did you basically take the advice that you just shared with us from answering the last question?
Well, I became an entrepreneur in 2000, and I it was because I got tired. I was a single mom of three by the time I was 23. So I
Wait one second. You said that you were a single mom of three children by the age of 23?
Yes.
And you know what? And I am glad that Miss Rain is on here tonight, because she shares a similar story and she's made it happen. And it's so good to, you know, take from that stereotype that people have about single parents and single mothers that they'll never be able to, you know, really do anything. Where here it is. You know, we have two people that are doing big things right now. I just wanted to make that statement, because there's a lot of people out there who may be in the same type of shoes that you're in that just don't have that drive, or they've been told that they'll never amount to anything. But you guys are shining examples of, you know, what were they talking about? I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And thank you. That was my thought process. At 23, you know, I had three kids, and they were 2 years apart. So everybody's looking at me like, oh, she's going to be a statistic, a welfare mom, and she's just going to, you know, do what society expects. But I can honestly say I didn't have a role model. I had a role image that I
saw.
And I started my first business with $50 from a welfare check. I wasn't working at the time, and I started a gift basket business from home. Everybody thought I was crazy, and it was just I prayed about it. I said, God, I'm tired of, you know, getting up in the morning early, leaving to go to work when it's dark, and coming home when it's dark. I really didn't have time to spend time with my children. So Christmas of 2000, you know, I went to visit my mom in California, and I had a dream that – about a gift basket business. God had answered my prayers, but I was like, no, I'm too divified. There. I ain't doing no putting my hands together to put nothing together. That was not my thing.
Wait a minute.
No.
You said that you were too what?
Divified. Hello?
Wait, what's that? I didn't hear that word.
I'll put it like this. Out of all my friends in high school, to this day when we talk, all five of us, when we were in 10th and 11th grade, they'll tell you I was the only one that kept my hair done, the one that kept my nails done. Makeup was right at all times. And it was just, if anything, they would predicted me to be more of model type or actor or actress or something like that.
Or married to somebody rich.
Yes, that was me, because it was like, oh, no, you know. But the thing is, with that, when God gave me the gift basket business, I was like, God, I don't do that. But it went on. I don't do that. You're right. That ain't me. I was going to school to be an actress at the time. I was like, I don't do that. But that catapulted me into a whole bunch of other things. And long story short, I went through a lot of things, and I always tell people part of my testimony that, yes, I had kids, three kids by the time I was 23. I was molested. I was raped by father, stepfather, babysitters. I mean, you think it, I've been through it. But my thing was I had a role image, meaning I didn't have a role model, but I saw what I wanted to be. And I always saw the woman on TV with the briefcase, with the pretty hair, with the makeup just right, with the suit just right. And I said, that's what I want to be. I don't want to be what society says that I should be. So from that point on, I started my gift basket business. And then, you know, that was doing well. And I moved to Georgia. And in 2004, I opened up an actual gift basket retail store. So you can
now, before we get so far ahead, I want everybody to know that, because, of course, as with every guest that we come on, we'll visit their websites. We find out, you know, different things about them as far as what is written. And why don't you tell everybody, when you went to Georgia, exactly what it is you left with?
I left Georgia with $300 to my name, three children, and a 1990 Chrysler LeBaron convertible. Only thing that I brought of value other than ourselves was my computer.
Wow.
And it was so funny. When I left, you know, I was at peace when I left. But the way people always say, well, who did you know in Georgia? I didn't know anybody. I had met a guy on the internet in 2000, and we just immediately became friends. There was no dating. We were just friends. And in 2003, things were going bad for me, and business was okay, but I just needed a fresh start. And out of the clear blue, I hadn't talked to him in 6 months, and we talked. As a matter of fact, I had lost everything, and I had to clear my mind, so I went to a shelter for one day.
Wow.
And in that day, he called, and I told him what was going on. I didn't tell him where I was living, but I told him what, you know, happened with the job. And he says, April, you know, I have an empty house out there in Georgia. You and the kids can go live there rent-free until you find a job. I'm like, you know, girl. He's like, hold on, what I got to do? I got to be your woman.
Right, right.
I got to give you something. What is it? And his words to me were, he said, April, you know what? You fine, but you ain't that fine. I just want to help you. And he mailed the keys to my
house. That's funny.
I mailed the keys to the house, and people thought I was crazy. Like, you don't know anybody there. But I said, you know what? I'm determined to make it happen, whether the house is there or not. A day before I was getting ready to leave, the enemy tried to pop his head up, and I found out my license was suspended, and I didn't have any insurance. But God was like, are you going to trust me? And I packed up on October 17, 2003, at 7 a.m. in the morning with three kids and my computer and clothes and drove to Georgia. And I got here, and there was a house, brand new house. The house was only a year old. No, it had been on the market for a year. I mean, when God blesses you, he blesses you beyond what you can ever, you know, imagine or think. So I pulled up to a brand new house that someone had pretty much given me that didn't even know me, had never met me. And I made it happen.
You know what, I want to give shots out to the gentleman who, you know, enabled you to get that fresh start, because, you know, a lot of us men, they, you know, we have a bad rep, or we always want something, whereas when it's just that, you know, we really want to see people successful. Now, not everybody is like that, but there's a majority of us who go unsung, and I'm just glad that you were able to, you know, give him his shot out, because
right.
You know, you saw that was some help that you may have needed, and he was, you know, a godsend at that point, which an angel to me is you know, we're angels, you know, mm-hmm. because I know you've helped people who just, you know, didn't know where anything was going to come from, this, that, the other, and you might have said something or gave them or led them to something that changed their life, and that was God, you know, working through us.
Right, and that happens to me, you know, all the time. A quick story about a lady that came to my office, I think it was in 2005. She didn't realize what business credit was, and she didn't understand that she had it. And one of the stories that I always tell is when she came by my office, and she was telling me how she had the photography business, how her business wasn't doing well because she needed all this equipment. And I just sat back and I said, well, I asked her for some basic business information. And I said, let me pull up your business credit report and see. She said, well, I owe people and all this stuff. And I said, oh, let me let the girl see what she can do. Well, I pulled up her business credit. Her credit score for her business was 67. A 70 business paydex score with Dun & Bradstreet is considered good. It's like having a 700 FICO, personal FICO score. Hers was 67, but I said, this is still doable. Well, within a matter of about 20 minutes, she was able to get $1,500 a piece on both of her businesses from Staples. Then she was able to get $10,000 from Dell, which she needed that equipment from them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then she was able to get, a total in about 20 minutes worth of credit, she was able to get about, it was close to about $15,000 in business credit within 20 minutes because she didn't understand what she had. Then she stood up and started crying, and she said, April, you didn't even know. We didn't have any food in our house. We didn't have this. We didn't have that. And I said, well, you know, Staples, at the time, they were selling gift cards for Fridays. I said, well, go get, you know, you have your Staples account, just go in the store, let them know that you were approved, and, you know, they'll allow you to use your cards even though you don't have them yet. Well, later on that evening, I just happened to be working late at my office, and she called, and she was crying some more. She said, April, you have no idea. She said, my daughter and I are vegetarians, and we really couldn't eat what Friday sell. She said, but when we walked in Staples, they sold American Express gift cards, and we were able to go buy a couple of those and go into Walmart and buy the food that we do eat. So there's a way, I mean, out of no way. And I was just kind of like, wow, you know. And she, to this day, she'll always email me, tell me thank you, because I didn't realize what I had. And in a matter of minutes, her life was pretty much changed.
And, you know, and the funny thing that, and I'm going to let Miss Rain say something, because it's just,
I'm just sitting back just like, blown away.
What you actually had that person do was look within. It was always inside of them, but they didn't know how to pull it out.
Right.
And I mean, you know what's exciting me more is that when we finish this interview, and of course you're going to come back on later, you know, six months from now, we've really got a even huger listenership. Is that I know from some of the things that you said that you and Miss Ryan are going to hit it off so different height because of things that you share that I know about between the two of you. And I'm just glad to be able to link people together like that. And Miss Rain, you have anything for her?
Yes, you know, listening to what you're talking about and thinking, based on that information, and you know, you just throwing it out there to the wind and say, you know what, Lord, it's on you. I'm going to do what you tell me to do, and you go and do it. What kind of advice would you give someone who is just, you know, there is no more rope, and you know, they have this talent, they have this gift that they need to utilize. They're afraid. They think, oh, I'm going to fail. It's not going to work. I don't, just like they were telling you, I don't know anybody there. But there comes a time when you have to move out of your comfort zone. But the beautiful thing is, when the Lord moves you out of comfort, he's preparing you for something. Even though you may be uncomfortable, he's preparing you for something that's even more comfortable. So
right.
What advice would you give them to help them to take that first step?
First of all, stop being scared. That fear stops a lot of people from making their visions reality, and I was one of those. So the thing is, I tell people about me is the fact that I don't think like everybody else. Because door A of life did not work for me like everybody else, at a young age, God positioned me to where I had to use my brain. I always had to – college never worked for me. Things that my friends had and how they grew up, that stuff never worked for me. So it forced me to come up, go through door B. I always tell people I always go through the back door. And that made my mind, made me have to think. And when you become a thinker, I had back surgery not too long ago, and I said, I need a rubber band. And they said, well, man, we don't have any rubber bands. I scoured the room. I said, Kip, can you give me one of those plastic gloves? And she said, what are you going to do with that? I took the little wrist part off and made me a rubber band. My mind, she said, I would have never thought that. I said, because when your mind is not on the same thing and you're trying to get to another place, you don't think like everybody else do. So my thought process has always been, I have to go through door B, so I have to think differently. But we have to stop being scared. But the only thing that a person can ever tell you is no. Why are we afraid of no? And then
you're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Before we get too much further, what is your website? We need to let people know exactly how to get in touch with you.
You can visit me at aprilemason.com or bfrank-ssam-online.com.
Okay, so once again, we're looking at aprilemason.com and /hyphen?
No, it's a hyphen.
Okay, and then that's
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank, hyphen.
S as in Sam, -online.com.
Okay. Now, where were we?
I was talking about, you know, being fearful. I think that stops us. So you have to program your mind to think otherwise. The Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking about yourself? You know, and I went through a stage of low self-esteem, low self-worth, so I always thought negative. And the thing is, it's harder, it's easier to think negative than it is to think positive, because we don't plan for success, but we plan to fail. I've had several clients, you know, say, well, what if this, what if Enron, I get, the, you know, the IRS coming after me like Enron. I'm like, sweetheart, you got to make some money first for them to even think about you.
You know, that was funny what you saying that about, you know, Enron is, oh, my God, that's just too hilarious.
People always want to use them, but they
exactly.
Not millions.
They want to put people.
Don't money.
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome.
That's what my advice would be. Stop being fearful and just step out and do it. Get your feet wet. And I'm going to say this. When Peter walked on the water, when he saw Jesus and he was walking on the
right,
water,
right.
Everything was good until he took his eyes off. And then that's when he began to sink. So keep your eye on what it is you're trying to do and stop worrying about what people will say. Because people are going to be people, and a lot of people will talk negative and dream and be dream killers because they don't have the guts to do it. So
right.
I would say, you know, do you. Because my family, they'll tell you, April has always been the one that will go do what she wants to do, when she wants to do it, and how she wants to do it, where they will stay stuck in where they are, and they start thinking, we position ourselves to live in lack. A lot of people are suffering because of the low lifestyle that they're living. You know, you can't, I believe that I'm supposed to have it all. Why? Because my daddy told me I can't. So why not?
Right. And, you know, and it's not a point of, you know, of course we all want material things and, you know, things of that nature. But there comes a point to where, and this is one of the things I talk about when you're looking at your holistic aspect of your life, mm-hmm. you cannot have a nice car living in the projects and then be perfectly okay with that. Okay? If your priority is in something that depreciates, because that's one of the things that the majority of people with low mindset thinking of material things, they run out and get things that depreciate. What people with a mindset and understanding of money and how things work, they go and buy things that appreciate.
Right.
So we help people to understand that you can have nice things and it's okay, but you need to start thinking about really what kind of nice things are you trying to get. Because there is ways to get everything that you need without sacrificing. Because if I see another child in a pair of $300 sneakers and they live in file, I'm not understanding that. And then you're not even, because when I work at the, I like working with college students, and when they get to the college level, the students will have, the majority students, the students that have been geared towards college and education, the last thing they will get is loans. The ones that haven't, the first thing they will get is loans. And then they come out and they don't understand why they can't get anything else in life because they're constantly in a owe mentality. So how do we help move people out of the I just want to owe to I want to own?
Well, you know, first and foremost, before any material or anything, you have to be whole as a person. When you can understand who you are and whose you are, it changes the dynamics of your situation. And I think once we grab a hold of that and know that, you know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, your mindset will be different. You won't think, oh, let me just go out and get a loan. You won't think. But a lot of people have not been equipped and empowered to know, you know, what to do and what not to do. Everybody, especially I noticed in my, and you know, in our community, it's easier for us to go get, you know, these cars and all this other stuff, this material stuff, but that's because you're lacking. You're trying to make up for something within that you're lacking. So once you start dealing with the heart and dealing with who you really are and understanding who you are and take away the mask and take off, you know, all the fake stuff, you're able to position yourself to be able to succeed better. You'll make better decisions. But it all starts with within first and knowing who you are. And that's a big thing in our community that we don't know, and we try to masquerade it with things.
ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, you're listening to one of our most profound thinkers here. If you have to call in and you just want to ask a question, that number is 718-664-9989. 718-664-9989.
Wow, April, this is just amazing. Where were you when I was in school, girl?
You know, but you know what's amazing to me? And I think when I tell my story, people look at me as if, like, hold on. Because I tell them where I came from, but yet I didn't go to college. I wasn't afforded all that the other stuff like everybody else. I had to make something happen out of what I had. I have a topic, when I do my speaking engagements, there's one topic that I talk on, and it's entitled Making Something from Nothing. Because, like I said, I took $50 from a welfare check and made my first business happen. And then from there, we went to open up a business, a store. But then, you know, I took also learned, you know, I knew about business credit. And I'm like, oh, hold on, this is a whole other thing that I know. And I just put it together, and I said, okay, well, God, you know, thank you. And I've been told, you know, you could be doing so much more. Your company could just be making millions, and if you do it this way. However, that's not the way that God has showed me to do it. My charge is to empower the kingdom because we go to church, we get motivated to start a business. God didn't call us to, you know, to work for somebody else. And, you know, we hear all this prosperity stuff, which is great. I'm all for it. However, when you walk out of the church, it's like my credit is bad, and I barely make enough money to take care of my household, let alone to start a business. Now you're depressed again. So now the enemy has just captured you one more time in your thoughts, in your thinking, to let you feel, make you feel as if you have no, there's no way out. And there is a way out. It's just the knowledge and being willing to accept the knowledge and not just say, well, where, because I ain't never heard of this, you know, it's got to be a scam. But Donald Trump filed bankruptcy all the time, but he's never personally filed bankruptcy. His businesses have. Walt Disney used business credit. He filed bankruptcy 5 times before Disney World was complete. And y'all know if you got one bankruptcy, let alone 5 on your credit report, you ain't nobody giving you anything. They do it through business credit. And our people need to understand that using other people's money is the way to go. I've had people tell me, well, you know, the Bible says, oh, no, man. I said, but the Bible also says be a good steward over other folks' stuff. They had
right.
credit back
You're
in
right.
the day. They
right.
had credit.
Right.
Just,
they sure did.
So,
and I'm not a scholar on it, but I do believe, I remember a story about 3 people were each given money. One buried it. One
yeah.
gave them back exactly what it was, and the other one had gave it back to them,
exactly.
you know, 2 or 3-fold, and that's what you want to look for.
Right, right. And the one that had he took the talents from the one that had the one talent and gave it to somebody else that went and invested it.
Right.
So, you know, we have to open up our minds to say, you know, there is another way. So with business credit, I mean, I love it. Everything I do, you know, is on business credit. If I want to leave right now and go to Australia, my company has a $60,000 airline account. I can go, and it's all on the business. Well, when I get to Australia, I need a car. Well, I know they have a Hertz and a Thrifty rental. My company has a corporate credit account with them, corporate credit account with the hotel. So it's like there's no reason why you should not succeed. I don't want to hear any excuses anymore about, well, our people, we behind. You don't have to be behind. I ain't even 400 years behind. I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't 400 years behind. Because I use what I have, and I'll go to the library, and I'll pick up a book.
Right.
And, you know, that's I'm glad that you brought that up, because I volunteer on Mondays with a nonprofit organization that deals with people being able to afford housing, and they teach you about the mortgage process and things of that nature. And one of the things that I said today to the people in the waiting room was that if you have a computer, you've got the world's biggest library available, and you can go to Google or Yahoo, just put in your topic and learn everything that you want for free. And I'm like, and if you don't want to do that because you don't want to read, then listen to thinkbigradio.com, because we're going to have somebody on there that's going to fit a topic that you want to learn about, and you can
right.
hear it for free.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. We have 2 minutes remaining, because it's just, I mean, I'm like, it has not been 30 minutes. You better hush.
No, you know, we're not
going to. We could be on here talking to you all day.
We're not even going to stop. We're going to keep going and let this time run out, because we can get 15 more minutes squeezed, and that's what we're going to do.
We're going to
keep I want to hear you say, from the very first thing, from when somebody gets incorporated, what do they need to do to in order to get credit?
Yes. What do they have to do?
Is important. You can't. When you start a business, you have to take it seriously. It's not, okay, I'm going to start a business and I'm going to shuck and jive with it. No, you're making a step toward, you know, your future. And formation is very important. You can't, you know, cell phone, a lot of people use this business cell phone for the business phone numbers, which is a no-no, I mean, as far as trying to build credit. I mean, the formation, having addresses in order, having, you know, your paperwork in order, bank accounts in order, that's a must. We have a book entitled How to Successfully Build Credit for Your Business, Church, or Ministry that gives you step-by-step instructions on every step that needs to be in order before
that's
you
great.
Even think about applying for credit.
Great.
And I wrote it to where my 13-year-old daughter would understand it. So mm-hmm. there's no excuses, you know, anymore. And as far as, you know, being incorporated, we don't even deal with sole proprietors. Period, because as a sole proprietor, you are still responsible. If, say,
right.
for instance, you start a business today and I come into your restaurant and I ate something and I got sick and I can sue you, and I can sue you to the point to where I can take your house, car, and everything else, versus if you were an LLC or a corporation, mm-hmm. I could only go after the business.
Right.
And, you know, when you have that type of protection, it's very important, because a lot of people are running around, oh, I got a business, I got a business, I got a tax ID number, and that means nothing. That means
right.
absolutely nothing when it comes to building credit and protecting yourself. So we don't even deal with sole proprietors at all.
So what?
Go ahead.
What do they need to do? So you're going to go, you know, give us some pointers and steps.
Yeah, incorporation is number one, and having your business set up correctly. You know, most businesses have a phone line. Most businesses have an address. You know, most businesses, you know, have an accounts payable person. Having it set up correctly is pretty much the key. It's all on paper. You know,
right.
Having somebody to answer your phone, you know. Being professionalism is very important, not using a Yahoo or Hotmail or Gmail as your business email address.
Right.
So that's very important.
Right. I think the first
Now, just so everybody out there know, I'm Mr. Big Realty at Yahoo.com, but that's what I use. My real estate one is there because I just don't use the at ThinkBigRealty.com. So
I use mine to death.
Yeah, I use mine.
April, am I correct? And this is my thought process. My company is my brand. So
exactly.
Every time I send something out, I want to imprint this in your mind, HMG Consulting. So I try to do as much as possible from my HMG Consulting.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. And people and creditors will take you more seriously when they see you have even just a basic email address, you know.
Right.
But
well,
it's not a free one. They take you. It's a whole nother playing field when you start dealing with business and you start dealing with establishing credit. Because the thing is, they want to see that you. They'll take you seriously if they see you take your business seriously.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
ask me to come buy your product and yet you won't. Don't ask me to buy no makeup from you and you ain't wearing your own makeup.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I use makeup because I can go to the MAC counter and do my thing over there.
I'm not really sure how much more time we have, and I'd love to go. So if you do have someone to thank so that we can put this on, of course we're going to have you on again if you'll have us, and, you know, we can get down. But I'm just glad that you came on.
Thank you for having me. I mean, I had it in programmed in my phone. I said, I got to do Think Big tonight.
so is there anyone you'd like to thank?
God, of course, because you know what? I look at my life and I've been through a whole lot of stuff, and I wouldn't even be here. You know, I probably would have lost my mind at this point if it had not been for him. And I also want to thank all of the people that I got replaced some people. And everybody in my circle are either millionaires or millionaires in training. I always like to thank those people because they pull out of you what they see in you, even sometimes
right.
when you don't see it yourself.
Exactly.
So I thank God for those people that are in my life that can say, no, April, we see more than that. We see more than that. And then they're constantly pulling on me, even though sometimes it doesn't feel good. You know, they still pull and push because they see. And what's happened is, and over the years, is I went from not having anything and just being just April to now when people see me, I tell you, 9 times out of 10, I always get, you don't look like Oprah, but you have this Oprah air about you. And I was like, and for me, that's very complimenting. It is an honor because I look at where I came from, and for people to be able to see an Oprah quality, that ain't nothing but God. And so he positioned me in places and put me before people that I would never think that I would be, you know, even meeting, let alone just sitting there listening at me talk.
Wow. Ms. Ryan, you got anything else before we put this song on?
I will be calling you after we hang up because
oh, yeah.
I have questions.
Okay.
So, but I'm really excited, and I'm glad Big called me to help co-host because I was like, well, you know, I'll put my guest on the roster, but when he called me, I was like, oh, so this must be something that the Lord wanted me to hear, and I'm glad he did.
Right, and you came right out strong with exactly what she needed to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. You never know. You never know how you will be used, and I'm like, Lord, just do what you do.
Do what you do. And what you do is awesome. So we are really, oh, yeah, April, we definitely have to have you back. And we know you have truly spoken a word into the spirit of some of our listeners, and they are definitely going to be sitting there. Oh, you have to listen. I've already just listened to you. In my mind, I have six people that I'm going to tell them, you need to download this, because this is what you were asking me the other day. So,
and you know, that's wonderful, because I wanted to say this right quick. And if I'm not mistaken, in May of next year, I'm having another conference. I had Broken But Not Bound last month, but we're doing Project Destiny in May. So look out for that, because it's going to be hot, and it's just, I'm excited about it. It'll be right here in Atlanta.
All right. Well, April, it was an awesome, awesome, heavenly, blessed time speaking with you today. And I know you have put something on the hearts, minds, and souls of our listeners. And ladies and gentlemen, if you were listening in, please leave us a comment, because this really helps us. When if you look and you look at the ratings, we definitely want to be put on the forefront. We don't necessarily want people to think that we're just here talking about nothing. We have something to say, and not just to hear ourselves talk, but to help and benefit everyone that listens to the show. So we'd like to thank you again for being on the show. We want to thank you, the audience, for listening, and we want you to think big.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's do our Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Oh, ain't no.
That's my motivational song.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
hour and a half twice. What you got to do it, all right? You think like, okay. I packed up and moved to get there. Yeah, but I moved out on my own.
It's been far too long.
And graduated twice. I'm at a transition because I'm 41 and my oldest child is 26 and my youngest is 20. I'm still sexy, girl. Quit playing. I'm still sexy. Quit playing. See, and see, that's beyond the age of. I ain't got sense for you no more. I do.